On this episode of Japan 2.0.
Occasionally you get a hamburger from some place where they get you put it in that condom. The condom. Yeah, I guess that's what we'll call it all episode.
Hey, this is Japan 2.0.
Coming at you from Utsubo Park, yep. Osaka.
Osaka's finest park on a beautiful spring day. Is it summer or spring?
I mean, it should be, I think, getting to summer.
Yeah.
Usually at this time of the year, it's really hot and really muggy. But today's a beautiful day. This is probably the best weather we've had in a couple of weeks.
Yep, we got lucky. And this is a podcast. It's one we want to do for a while now. It's been cooking. Mm-hmm. No pun intended, for a long time.
And I'm Matt, by the way. We should always introduce ourselves, I think.
It's a polite thing to do. I'm David.
Yeah, yeah.
And we want to do burgers, Japanese hamburgers.
Japanese hamburgers, yeah. Why have we been wanting to do this one for such a long time, David?
Because we love hamburgers.
Yeah, we do love hamburgers.
We're American.
Yeah.
No, it's because I think when you come to Japan, I think the reputation for Western food in Japan isn't always the best. And I would say of all Western food, I think Japan does burgers the best. And I would argue that Japan, on average, the average burger you get here out at a restaurant is better than your average burger in North America.
Yeah, I think depending on where you're from, you know, that would definitely be the case. And, you know, depending on the options that you have available to you. I mean, Japan has all the chains, like the big burger chains, just like we would back in the States, right?
Yeah.
So there's Wendy's, we got
the fast food ones.
Yeah, the fast food ones. We got Wendy's, McDonald's, you know,
recently,
Burger King.
We got Shake Shack.
Although a lot of Burger Kings are closing right now.
But yeah, we got Shake Shack, which we're not gonna. Matt and I love Shake Shack. It might be our favorite burger place out here, but we're not gonna talk about that because it's not really Japanese. But. You know, the Japanese burgers, they have certain tendencies to them. There's certain unique features, I think, that are different from the typical Western burger. I think they're nuanced differences, you know?
Yeah, and I think they're pretty close to back home, but there are some differences that kind of span, like, the genre of burgers, right? Like, you get, and we'll get more into these details, but, like, for example, the sides that come with it, or the way that they present it to you, or
the condiments,
yeah. Or the cutlery that they give you. I mean, there's certain things that are kind of unique to Japan that they've kind of adapted for their style of burgers, hamburgers.
That's right, and we should make another key distinguishing feature here is in Japanese there's hambug and hambaga, two different things. Hambug is, to me, more uniquely Japanese. It's maybe German, actually, an adaptation of German. But it's just like a loaf, almost like a meatloaf hamburger without the bun or anything. It's quite thick, and there's bread.
Yeah, it's like Salisbury steak, or just like a steak, hamburger steak, right? Yeah. Like, it's just the patty with like a demi-glaze sauce, which demi-glaze, is kind of like a tomato-y... Yeah. Based Campbell's kind of sauce.
For me, it's all everything you just said is a big turnoff, you know? I love steak and I love hamburgers, and I don't want like some watered down version of that, which in my mind all those things you said are. However, if you go to some places, they do a lot of magic with that sauce, and some you can get a good hamburger, I think, but it'll never replace a steak or a hamburger in my mind.
I've had some hamburger steak that's blown my mind, actually. Like, if you go to the right place and it's kind of like a bento place, like a lunch spot, you get some good hamburger steak. One thing that is common in a lot of both hamburger steak and hamburgers in Japan is that a lot of times you do get the meat mixtures, so the patties are actually not 100% beef. It's usually beef and pork mixed. Yeah. It's actually very common to find this, and if you go to a supermarket, you'll be like, whoa, why is this beef so cheap? Well, the reason is it's a mixed ground meat, so
it's about half the price of full red meat or full beef. Sorry.
One thing that concerns me about that, and we didn't talk about that today. We have just come from a hamburger place. Is that eating raw pork is kind of little unhygienic.
Sure. Even in Japan, we're eating raw chicken. It's quite normal here, and Matt and I take that deep dive and we're fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
Pork is something you still don't mess with, even with the purity of Japanese meat, the freshness of the meat. Yeah, raw pork's not a thing.
Yeah, like the restaurant we just came from, they asked us like how well they wanted our meat cooked.
Yeah.
And we both said medium.
I said medium rare.
Oh, you said medium rare. Yeah, I said medium. And when it came out and we were eating it, we were kind of like, oh, yeah, I think this is a beef pork mix. I mean, we don't have any way to like 100% confirm that, but it did seem like a beef pork mix. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's a light color. It's more of a like
a gray.
Gray than like a dark brown, you know? It was, in my heart, there's no way that was 100% beef. So anyway, for this episode,
David's sure of himself.
We kind of debated what to do. We have we have our favorites. We're wondering if we should go to multiple places in a day and eat at our favorites and kind of compare that. But we really already know how those taste, you know? And we thought we'd kind of just go to a random place just so we could say what the, like, benchmark is, I think.
Yeah.
For a regular burger. And then we can talk about maybe our favorite places and, like, why those are so special, you know?
Well, I think we should start with the place we just came from, which is Yes Burger.
Yes Burger.
And we found Yes Burger. I just was looking on Google Maps, and I found it. It's near the park, and we come out to the park to record podcasts every once a couple of times a year.
The weather's good, yeah.
Yeah. And we love this area. There's like a whole bunch of like hidden secrets in around Utsubo Park.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Osaka's Central Park. And but every time we come, we always want to try new places. Mm. So I said, this is a perfect opportunity. And from the appearance, this place was right up our alley, right? Like,
it's really cool design. They have like a great logo. Mm-hmm. Got my favorite espresso machine in there. They had craft beer. You know, all things that aren't super easy to find. You would have to kind of look around.
It looks like kind of a newer place. So I imagine it hasn't been around for a while. And there was always room for these kind of places to improve and stuff.
Mm.
But, and I'm not saying that this was a bad burger by any means. Mm. But, you know, it was what we look for from appearances, you know? Like, it had that cool vibe, you know, young people were running it, you know? Usually that's a good sign. And, their menu was small. They just had, like, some of the normal things you see on Japanese hamburger menus.
Which are?
Avocado, jalapenos.
They had an egg burger, which was egg really burger, big. Yeah. When we lived in Korea, that was really big. And I fell in love with the egg on top of a burger in Korea. Mm-hmm. I was really tempted to get it. They had the mushroom gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola and bacon, you know, bacon burger.
Yeah.
Cheddar cheeseburger, you know.
So there's two kind of ways the burgers can go in Japan. One is they have a lot of like pre-packaged varieties for you. But this place, maybe they just had like five, and it kind of seemed more like you had to like build that base, you know.
Yeah, they had a lot of add-on extras, add your sides, you know.
It's a little expensive.
Oh, yeah,
a little pricey. I'd say it's about 20%, 30% more than your average burger place here.
Mm.
Mine was $25, and I had a latte and a burger. That's it. So,
man, that was expensive. Yeah.
So
how did it get that? I guess it was because the cheese was bacon and
the cheese is $12. So just the cheeseburger is $12, and the avocado and bacon were $3 each on top of that.
Wow.
So that's $18.
Now they didn't chintz. They gave you a lot of avocado and they gave you a lot of bacon too.
I went in there starving and I couldn't finish all the French fries and stuff they gave you. So, so those are pretty standard things you see on the menu. They love avocado burger here. Like back home, it's kind of hard, I think, to find a place that's gonna have like a pre-done avocado.
I think in California, where I'm from, you could find avocado in almost every place.
I've not lived in the U.S. in 10 years, so maybe it's more trendy now or something, but I feel like when I was growing up, at least, avocado wasn't common.
Yeah, I imagine now. We've been gone while the avocado toast blew up, so you know, I imagine that avocado's everywhere now. But yeah, when I was growing up, though, avocado was always a side, you know, so...
for me, my classic is cheese, bacon, avocado.
Mm.
I love it. It's hard to deviate from that for me.
Yeah, today I tried the gorgonzola burger, and I was a little bit disappointed by the gorgonzola. It was just too strong, And in fact, I think it was blue cheese. I don't even think it was gorgonzola, because I know gorgonzola could be a strong cheese, yeah. But I felt like this one was pretty intense. Maybe I'm getting them confused. It's yeah. possible. I'm not a cheese expert, so you know, don't quote me on that.
So this is for me like a pretty standard. I wouldn't call it a craft burger. You know, like. A nice burger place that kind of just does burgers. It's not a restaurant that has burgers, too. Mm-hmm. So these places are definitely a thing here. They even have, like, these plastic hamburgers are outside of a lot of the shops that do it. So someone that's out there making these big, giant plastic hamburgers. You know, almost when you go, like, a bowling alley, you see, like, the bowling pin. It's very much, yeah, burger shops are a big deal here. For me, this one is pretty standard. Maybe a little bit better than average.
Yeah, yeah.
The toppings, they always nail the toppings for me.
Yeah, it's pretty I would common. Say the bread. When you go to most, like, kind of, I guess we consider these craft yeah. burger places, right?
Yeah, we're going to call them that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's the you know, best description, but I mean, it's kind of like, it's a hip thing for, like, young people to do. People in their 30s and stuff to open up a burger place.
There's some association with, like, skater. So there's, like, skater culture. Well, always, burgers.
Yeah. Graffiti.
Craft beer, you know? Graffiti, hip-hop. I don't know. Yes. For a reason in Japan, burgers go with those. I'm happy because I like a lot of those.
I think it's an L.A., New York thing because a lot of Japanese people are familiar with those places, especially if they want to go and visit, you know. They often go to, you know,
like
New York, or now it's Oregon and, you know, Oregon and Seattle as well. But back in the day, it was always New
like
York
in Cali. Do you know, you also go to Austin because that's like where I live last. Even in Austin, I only know like two places that just do burgers. There's a lot of places that have burgers on the menu, but like a place that's like just a burger shop, I only know of two places in all of Austin that are like that.
Yeah,
is that common?
I think it's common in California.
Okay.
Yeah, because we have places like Tom's Burgers, and if you're from California, you know what I'm talking about.
But they're not fast food. It's like a nice.
It's like a diner kind of okay. style, like old school diner, and they're similar. They kind of compete with like In-N-Out and those kind of places.
Okay.
There's Fat Burger. There's like a couple of places.
Yeah,
that,
Fat Burger. Yeah,
yeah, that are popular and. They specialize in hamburgers. They do all sorts of other things. You know, in the States, it's common to have like a million things on the menu, you know, from pancakes to, yeah.
But I think here, like, these are one-offs. You know what I mean? Like, there isn't another Yes Burger. There isn't another Monster Burger.
No.
There's not another Wanto Burger. There's not all our places like they're very local feeling, you know?
That's why I think Kraft hamburger places, right. like, you know, fits
we
the talk, bill.
We talked
you know?
It out. We proved to you yeah, not yeah. just using the hip lingo with Kraft there. These are Kraft burger places. And, yeah, there's definitely some tropes they hit. A lot of them have fantastic bread, like you said.
Yeah, the bread is amazing.
Critters Burger is probably the most popular place out here.
Yeah, Critters in Sensaibashi is, they've been known to, because they bake their own bread. And
they have a partnership with Westwood Bakery. It's yeah, a really yeah. good bakery. So that makes sense that the bread there is good. So that place is most known, I think, for the awesome bread. I'd say this place we went today, Yes Burger, was to me on that level. I'd have to have them side by side to say which one's better, you know?
Yeah.
But the bread was so, it's so buttery and like.
And it was that had the right amount of crispness with soft. The spongy, yeah, yeah, sponginess, yeah. you know, the lightness of the dough.
Yeah, you so, can yeah. tell it's super handmade. It's just got like a look to it, you know? Golden brown.
Yeah, and a lot of these places are, and a lot of the places we'll mention today, they definitely do their own, you know, fresh bread, because you rarely get the couple occasions where I did have a bad burger, it was dry, you know, a dry bun, and I was like, man, this is not fresh, you know, like this is not the first day yeah. that they had these, you know, and it's very rare. Actually, I've only had like one or two hamburgers that I didn't really like.
So my favorite place in Japan, which I'll save for later. They're like the inverse of these places. You know, the meat is the best part, and the bread actually at this place I go to is weak. Sometimes it's like stale or overcooked, you know? But yeah, these kind of craft places I find typically a really good bread. The toppings are so fresh, you know? Like again, say the avocados, there's so much of it. It was the perfectly ripe avocado. The pickles are really nice. It's hard to get dill pickles sometimes in Japan.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if they make their own, because dill pickles are really
uncommon.
That too. Yeah.
It just felt like everything, yeah, was like really awesome produce. But for me, yeah, that burger mixture felt really heavy on the pork side to me today. Just throws it off. I mean, the main thing I'm getting the burger, personally, that I want is that piece of meat in the middle.
The hamburger, yeah.
Otherwise, you know, it's like a veggie burger. And I'm not a vegetarian, so.
I don't know if I consider that the veggie burger.
Well, I'm saying, like, if the meat
the focus
isn't
the, is the veggies.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Like, I would almost, if I went to this place again, I'd almost just want to get the burger without the meat on it. It wasn't, like, horrible or anything, but it was distracting from everything else, the low quality of the meat for me. It wasn't, like, grizzly or anything.
Yeah.
It just was, like, a kind of a tougher piece of meat, especially when I asked for it medium rare. It still seemed just as well done as yours. Like, it seemed like medium.
Well, if it's pork, you better hope that it's medium, yeah.
I think that's, for me, the average burger in Japan. There's, like, toppings great, meat's not so great.
I would say there's so many cool places around Utsubo. After that meal, I do feel like if I was really craving a hamburger, you know, my wife and I, you know, we'd go, you know, and I'd recommend it. But then there's, like I was talking about, there's like four or five other hamburger places just around the block. So there's still a lot of places to try, and I don't know.
This is like a cooler neighborhood. You're just going to any station in Japan and find five burger places, you know?
Yeah.
But I would go back there too. The ambiance is big, like you said. They have really good coffee.
Great music, which is always the craft beer.
So it depends how much are you going just for the food, how much do you kind of like the vibe of the place.
Yeah.
Some people could care less about the vibe. So
yeah, their coffee was great. Their latte.
It's pretty big inside too, which, you know, sometimes these crap burger places can be a little cramped.
Yeah.
Just like anything in Japan, right? This place I felt was pretty spacious. It was nice. So anything else you want to say about kind of the average burger in Japan before we jump into like our favorite places and why they deviate from that?
Well, one thing I do want to mention, and I'll bring it up now because it pertains to all the places that we're going to, is burger places tend to do this in Japan, and they don't do this anywhere else that I've been to in the world, and it's have what you've nicknamed the burger condom.
Yeah, definitely
a
burger condom.
Yeah, so the burger condom is basically it's like a little sleeve that you put your hamburger in, and
it's
you
wax
eat
paper.
Your hamburger. Yeah, it's wax paper, so it doesn't drip out, and all the you know goodness doesn't get all over your nice clothes.
It's like a pocket, you know, the way it's cut. You know, like a pita?
Yeah.
Take wax paper, somehow fold it up like
a pita bread, yeah.
And you wrap that around in your burger, and you eat it. Because the burgers here are very juicy and drippy, and I don't know why. They seem to leak more than a burger back home. Don't they?
This really is making the nickname that we've given it really sound more explicit than it is.
Speaking of leaking, condiments. We got to talk about condiments because all these places, again, this hits all of that. I'm not a big condiment person. Like, again, if the meat and the avocado and the cheese and all that are amazing, it's like I don't really want to be distracted by the other stuff. And for me, I would put mayonnaise on burgers a lot back home. But I feel like when you have avocado, it brings a similar value to the burger that mayonnaise does too. Like a certain fattiness, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I prefer the healthy fat of avocado. So if I don't have avocado, I do want mayonnaise on there. But personally, I just don't like ketchup anytime. I know that's weird. I just don't like ketchup. So a lot of my favorite places, I'm not focusing on the condiments. And then I'll recommend other, like, particularly North Americans to go there. And they'll be like, oh, where'd you send me, man? That's not a burger place. There's no ketchup. I'm like, oh, really? There's no ketchup? Man, I never noticed. You know, and some people get really mad about that. Or there's tomato sauce versus ketchup. Tomato sauce, I think, is like an Australian thing. But Japan, I think, will call it that too. It's a watered-down ketchup, I guess. And that can really turn people off too. So keep that in mind. Matt maybe can represent the other side better. He likes condiments.
Yeah. I always say if a place doesn't have condiments, that typically they're being a little pretentious for hamburgers, in my opinion, because they don't put the ketchup on the counter. You have to ask for it. And when you do ask for it, they kind of give you like a sideways look, you know?
Or my wife loves ketchup. They'll give a really small amount.
Yeah.
And the American way is like, I need 5 packets of that, you know?
Right.
And she'll sometimes make me like, oh, can you get ketchup? And I hate doing it because I just want to take what they give me. I don't have to say, can I have more? Oh, yeah. Can I have more again? And
where Yes Burger gets 5 points, 5 extra points. I don't know. We have no point system here.
Yeah.
But they get the gold star for having ketchup and mustard available because I do like ketchup and mustard. I don't put a ton of ketchup and mustard on my hamburgers, but I do like a little. And then with French fries, I can't eat French fries without some ketchup. Like, and sometimes you get a hamburger and French fries and you're like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah. chain. And this is a burger episode. We got to talk about the original kind of burger chains in Japan, the ones you can only find here. Two of those would be Freshest Burger and Most Burger. And there's another uniquely Asian burger chain that you're not going to find in a lot of English-speaking countries, but it comes from Korea. What's that one called?
Lotte.
Lotte, yep.
Lotte Burger, yeah. I don't know if... does it originate in Korea? Because I was under the impression that it originated from Japan and Korea kind of co-opted it.
That could definitely be true. I'm glad you're here, because I would have assumed it's Korean. Lotte is a very interesting company that is Korean and Japanese. The owner is half. Of each of those. So to be politically correct and probably better for business, you won't claim either country. So it's tough to say what Lotte is. So we won't get into that. But yeah, those are three unique burger chains, fast food places here. I'm sure they do have more than burgers. And they're all interesting for sure.
Yeah. I'll tell you my first impressions with Most Burger. So I've never actually eaten at Most Burger, but I remember the first thing that I learned about them was that they had internet before, Wi-Fi before anybody else.
That's right. I knew them for that too.
Yeah. They, in tour guide books and on the internet and stuff, people used to always say, oh, go to Most Burger and steal their internet. You know, like that's where you could get like Wi-Fi.
We're talking like 10 years ago.
Yeah. And I used to stand out in front of a Most Burger and get the Wi-Fi and find my way around, you know?
Yeah.
But it was a very helpful tip. Still is applicable, unfortunately.
Yeah, Japan's Wi-Fi is not great. I don't know if Most Burger still has it open, but I haven't had to test that in a while. But yeah, probably Most Burger was the first one I went to, and something about it, I think I have a Korean buddy, AJ, who recommended it to me. And I just liked Most Burger before I went there. I think I liked their logos, and the stores are kind of very simplistic and kind of modern, very Japanese aesthetic, almost a Muji kind of vibe.
Well, it's been in pop culture, you know, it's often replicated or mimicked, you know, so in games like the Yakuza series and Jet Set Radio and, you know, those kind of Persona and, games like that, they always have a Most Burger rip-off. Yeah. Because it's kind of like their McDonald's.
It is. In a little bit. Yeah. So the thing they're kind of unique for, in my opinion, is this chili sauce that they put on a lot of the burgers, you know? If you get the Most Burger, for example, it has this kind of red, I don't know if there's a meat in it or not. There's something in it. It's a little bit chunky. And I really like that.
Is it good? I've never...
The sauce is good. Again, it's very close to chili. And this, again, it's a true Japanese burger place, even though it is fast food, because all the toppings and stuff are definitely more fresh than McDonald's or Burger King. However, when it comes to the meat on there, it's some kind of blend, or I think it's just got a lot of breading mixed into it. It's almost like a hamburger, not a hamburger. Again, I'm super strict on this, if you can't tell already. And I actually, for whatever reason, just didn't realize that my first time. I think I was just taking in all the toppings and stuff, and I was this is great. I went back two or three times, and I was the burger here has got a
now
lot.
Now you see.
It's got a lot of filler in it, you know? But well, it's a really cool place to just go hang out. They have this rice thing there. It's a gyudon kind of burger. A gyu burger. It's rice patties. And then there's
toasted rice patties, right?
Yeah, really thin shredded meat in the middle. And that's really nice and good and uniquely Japanese. I do like that. And that meat quality I find is better. So that's Most Burger. I definitely recommend give it a shot. Especially if you just need a quick in and out. If you're on a budget, you know.
But it's not like In-N-Out. Don't get that mistaken.
That's correct. Freshness Burger is their big rival. I'd say those are one and two. I don't know which one's more popular.
Freshness Burger looks more like a craft burger place. They try to look like a little more trendy.
I've never actually eaten that Fresh Burger, but I've been in there and watched someone eat one. I got a drink or something like that. I was hungry. And they have a large variety on the menu. They do have a vegetarian burger. I don't know if that was just when I went or if it's all the time. They do a lot of seasonal stuff at Freshness Burger. They do have avocado on their burgers, which again, a fast food chain usually doesn't have avocado. Or if they do, it's frozen avocado, you know? Subway, I think, has got avocado now, and it's really not real avocado, in my opinion. I think Freshness Burger, I have a feeling, is probably better than Most Burger. That's all I got to say about Freshness Burger.
Yeah, it's just a chain you'll see a lot.
Yeah, you'll see it everywhere.
I've heard good things about it, but personally, I've never gone. Once again, there's so many great, craft burger places that, you know, once you have that, it kind of sets the bar high.
You've been to Lotte. I've been to Lotte in Korea.
Lotte. So, Lotte, basically, they have, they're kind of like the McDonald's. They're really the McDonald's equivalent, like fast food kind of place.
Where you buy chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets, french fries, you know, like cheap-looking hamburgers with nothing on them, no lettuce, no nothing, you know, just like maybe a tomato if you're lucky. Mm. And actually, the last time I went there, I just got a, I was like, oh, I haven't been to Lotte, like, since the Korea days. I'll go and I'll get something. And they had something called the Red White Burger. And it was like I thought it was like mochi, yeah, like a fried piece of mochi with red sauce on one side, white sauce on the other side. And it ended up being like a squid, like fried, like squid. There's, I don't know what the name of it is, but it's basically like a fish cake. You know, it's like Naruto. If you're familiar with Naruto and ramen, it's basically like all the leftover fish stuff they grind up and they make basically a fish hot dog with. And so that's basically what it was.
Like Oden.
Yeah, like Oden, similar to Oden, which I usually like.
Chikawa,
thank you. Yeah. And it's similar to that, but and I usually like that stuff, but this was so soggy and so, like, the sauces were really not that great, you know? And I was just like, you know what? This is the first time in Japan I ate there, and this is the last. I'm never going back.
For me, in Korea, man, Lotte was horrendous.
Yeah.
Bottom of the barrel.
Like, I'd eat there on occasion because it was in my neighborhood, but...
Yeah. I would never... I went once. Mm. Once in the last time. Same. Don't go to Lotte.
Yeah. I think the reason why people go there is it's dirt cheap. Like, I mean, you're not going to... If you want to come here on a budget and you want to eat a hamburger for nothing, you know, it's cheaper than McDonald's even. So, yeah, if you're interested in saving some money, you should try Lotte, but, you know, I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah. I'll just give a quick while we're on it. I do think, like, McDonald's in particular does some things here that are unique, to Japan. They have, like, special burgers. When I first came, they were doing this whole, like, Emerald series, I think it was called, or maybe it was a Ruby series, I can't remember. And they were, like, these $10, $12 burgers that came in these, like, really nice boxes and great wrapping, and they had, like, high-end, camembert cheese, and that was fun. Like, in the last 10 years, I've probably gone to McDonald's 3 times in my life or 4 times in my life.
Yeah.
And it's always been, like, someone else is driving, and I'm just, like, out of my... I'd have to be, like, a big complainer, you know, to not go. So I'm a bit anti-McDonald's, but that was like the first time in 10 years I've gone on my own accord. And it was pretty fun. It was like definitely like I'm in Japan and getting these exclusive Japanese burgers, you know.
Yeah.
And just the hype, I think, behind it was fun to be a part of. And the actual burger was good.
Yeah. I've had one of those. It was on my second trip to Japan. Mm-hmm. I had like, it was like the all-American burger or something like that.
Yeah.
It was very good. And it was better. I know they still do them, but it seems like they haven't been as interesting in the last couple of years. You know that
they do like the Tokyo versus Osaka challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they'll have like takoyaki or something on the burger, and they'll like see who orders more, and I think then they're cheaper in that city afterward or something like that.
Mm.
So they do interesting things here for sure. So
the advertisements for McDonald's are classic here too.
Anime.
Yeah, because they have like all these cool anime style posters and stuff. It makes me kind of want to go into McDonald's or work at McDonald's.
I will say, even if you're anti McDonald's like me, you might be interested actually in checking out McDonald's here. Just if you're gonna come to Japan once.
There's slight differences to the menu. Mm-hmm. I do feel like the quality is just slightly higher on everything. Better. Yeah,
I mean the assembly of the burger, it looks closer to the picture.
Yeah,
it doesn't look exactly like it. Some people will say that it looks closer. Close you do it.
Are you all right? Getting the hiccups. Yeah.
Anyway, burger chains, know your chain. Got Most Burger, you got Freshest Burger. Don't go to Lotte Burger.
This was Know Your Chain.
Gave you the general overview of what kind of these craft burgers are in Japan. Told you about burger chains. And now we're going to talk about the creme de la creme.
Yeah, our top spots, you know.
Top spots.
At least here in Kansai, because,
I'll cover Tokyo a little bit, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've done hamburgers in Tokyo.
I got two spots to talk about in Tokyo.
Well, I definitely want to learn about Henry's, because I believe you've gone there.
I'll talk about it.
And then, I don't know. I don't know if I've done any good hamburgers in Tokyo, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's talk about what we know here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite burger place in Kansai?
Well, Burger Monster has got to be my favorite. Okay. It's a really small hamburger place in Sensaibashi, Amerikamura, Horie area. It kind of has like a Sesame Street kind of style logo where it's like Cookie Monster with the eyes and it's got the hamburger. But inside, it's very much skate, hip-hop, kind of vibe to it and very bare bones. Like, it's kind of like plywood and construction, construction looking. Counter space and chairs and stuff.
DIY.
Yeah, it's a little DIY, and I will say that they could use a little sprucing up because it's starting to look a little beat up now.
You're selling it well, man.
Yeah, I am. But the thing that is great about them is their hamburgers are good.
Yeah,
their hamburgers
the day,
are delicious.
I wouldn't say the interior to me is at all deterring. It's not special.
I like it, actually, like the design. Yeah. The problem is the upkeep, It's kind of starting to wear, Okay. And it's starting to look a little dirty.
Gotcha.
And some places that, especially around in that area where...
Are so nice,
and then people upkeep them, like it feels like it's not being upkept.
Okay.
The burger is, it's like great. They offer different sauces.
Yeah. Their condiments are definitely what make them unique, right? And the onion rings, too.
Yeah, and the onion rings. So
they give you free onion rings?
Yeah, they give you, if you go during lunch, okay, they'll give you, three free onion rings. Yeah. Free onion rings, It's included in the cost. And fries. So you get a couple of fries and a couple of onion rings.
I love onion rings, right? Like, back home, it's like you either give it or you don't. I think people would feel that's a weird number. But I don't... Perfect number for me when you're eating a burger.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. And their onion rings are really good. If you like Burger King onion rings, they're very similar. I'm a big fan of Burger King onion rings. Like, the one thing at Burger King I do like. Mm. And so I think they're really great. They have barbecue sauce. They have a spicy sauce. They have jalapeno burger, avocado burger. Their burgers are very... they don't look like that big or anything, but whenever I eat there, I was like, oh, that was more food than I thought it was, And I think including the onion rings and the French fries also helps.
Yeah, we should have mentioned this in the first part probably, but I would say the burger size here, circumference-wise, is definitely smaller than your average burger back home.
Yeah.
I find that they're more just stuff going on. Or maybe it's the homemade bread, But they're really tall, and they're generally hard to hold together here.
Yeah, occasionally you get a hamburger from some place where they get you put it in that condom. Yeah, I guess that's what we'll call it all episode. And you kind of have to smash it because otherwise there's no way you can eat it. Yeah, right. in one or two bites.
But circumference here is definitely smaller than back home. But yeah. I'd say Burger Monster is on the smaller side even for Japan. But I personally don't have a big appetite, so it's not a problem.
No, it's great. And they have, craft beers there. They have some really good ginger ale. So, I love ginger ale, so it's nice. I'll mention this, sodas and soft drinks and stuff are not the same as back home. So if you want, fountain drinks, you're probably not going to get it,
Or if you do, you're paying $5 for it.
Exactly. Anytime you get a soda out here, it's, about 500 yen.
Same as, alcohol.
So yeah.
It's hard.
So you have to make your choice. Yeah. Sometimes cola is a little bit cheaper. It might be 300. So if it's just Coke or Pepsi, and usually it doesn't say which. So if you're one of those people that's really sensitive, I want Coke or I want Pepsi, then you might be,
tough luck.
Yeah, out of luck. A lot of things come in cans too. So if you go to a burger place and you want a Dr. Pepper or root beer, these burger places are usually the only places to get that stuff.
Monster Burger or Burger Monster?
I believe it's Burger Monster.
Burger Monster, also music. You gotta talk about the music there.
Oh, man.
Great soundtrack.
music is fantastic. It's all the hip-hop stuff that we love.
And you saw Small Circle of Friends perform there too, right?
No, I wanted to see Small Circle of Friends there. But,
so they did perform there, though.
Yeah, they did perform there.
That's cool that they host.
Yeah, it's a hip-hop group from Tokyo I really like. But yeah, they are associated with some hip-hop groups in town. And then they'll show up for some events. So we recently, my wife and I went to go see DJ Coco, who, a.k.a. Shimakita Zawa. He's like the best DJ I've ever seen.
45s.
Yeah, 45s, funk, soul, hip-hop. And he's incredible. And like, if you have a chance right now, stop the podcast, go look at the YouTube, check out DJ Coco if you're into that stuff.
Maybe you should do one of his live mixes, like just going for the show.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We'll do a live mix, one of my favorite live mixes on here then. But they're associated with it, like that kind of crew, and they'll do pop-up shops at like big events like that. Mm. And it's always great to see them, you know? Yeah.
This place is definitely a deep cut. Like, I don't know anyone else besides Matt who knows it, you know? They're a big... There's a place called Gita Bikes, and they do, like, track bikes and fixies back when that was big. But they're still doing it, you know? And they know a lot of cool people in that hood, and this is always, like, their burger shop that they went to, you know? So that's the reason I knew about it. Matt used to work over there, so he knew about it for that. And, yeah, I don't know anyone else who ever talks about that place or likes it, you know? I would say it's in my top three. It's probably my number three.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Definitely a good place.
Yeah,
the patty's good there.
Still my favorite. It's a little bit... there's places that do other things better, but altogether, I always come out of there satisfied, you know?
Yeah.
So I can't knock them, you know?
Yeah.
Top spot.
Mine's Wanto Burger. I don't have a lot of Kobe pride.
Want.
I don't have a lot of Kobe pride, but this one is in Kobe. And the owner of the shop, his dad owns a Kobe beef restaurant. And so he grew up, you know, in the meat industry, in the beef industry. And I guess they started off just kind of like with the meat. It wasn't good enough because a lot of the Kobe beef, they have to only sell this A5 cut. You know, that's what everyone looks for. And if it's anything like less than that, then, you know, they don't serve it.
Yeah.
So he's using like some of the runoff, I guess, or what wasn't able to be sold at the steak restaurant.
What do they call that? They have a word for the slightly lesser beef.
Oh, there's A4 Kobe. And A3, I mean, in terms of ranking. But
yeah, but isn't it called... starts with a W.
Wagyu?
Wagyu beef?
Wagyu just means Japanese beef.
Okay.
So you have Wagyu, that's like a big umbrella, and under that, then you'd have Kobe beef, and there's the four or five favorite famous ones. While we're on the topic, for me, actually, of the famous ones, I've had a couple of them. Kobe beef is my least favorite of them, just because it's the most fatty.
Yeah.
I would recommend, Kobe beef, a little overrated. Living from Kobe, I can say that. But yeah, Wagyu is just Japanese beef, and for me, it's better than Kobe beef even. So when you go to Wanto Burger, with every burger, you actually choose, do you want the Kobe beef cut, or do you want just Wagyu? And the Wagyu is about half the price of Kobe beef cuts. So I mean, you can get like a $35 burger at Wanto, which is the Wanto Burger. It has like Kobe beef on it, thick cuts of bacon on it as well. It's a monster. I think, yeah, if you're on vacation or something, check it out, do it. But if you're like that monster, it's a monster burger. Anyway, but if you're like living out here, yeah, don't do it. Just get the regular, you know, $12 burger, the Wagyu, which is still, again, if you're into meat like me, if you like beef like me, this is definitely 100% Japanese beef, super great quality. They do, I would say it comes out medium rare. So if you're sensitive to rare meat, you know, you might want to let them know. Cook it. Yeah, so the meat really is the highlight at this place. You know, they juicy burgers, what they like say on their wall there, I think is very juicy.
I would say the vibe of this place is one of the coolest things too. Like, I mean, it looks like an American diner, and they have the big counter, and they have like the metal, like that galvanized kind of like steel. But shine steel kind of metal kind of vibe.
The owner is always wearing like jumpsuits and like coke hats, you know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
he's like a skater. He's a cool guy.
Yeah,
he's just doing it for the look.
The vibe of the place is incredible, and they have turntables, and so we've had seen guitarists in there, and
so many parties.
Like, yeah, parties.
I've
gone
to really, really great events.
Yeah,
I've seen
what was it? We were there for Halloween one year,
and
there was like some crazy guy in that hentai hero or whatever. Yeah. And it was just a nuts
kind of
place.
I've seen this rockabilly band. They just, like, shut down the restaurant, and they're just giving, like, free tequila shots out. And just the owners are you know, they, I think business second is have a good time first is kind of the vibe there, you know?
Yeah.
I'm always worried it's going to shut down or something, but it's been big with tourists lately. It's about 50% non-Japanese people in there now.
Yeah.
So I think they found their niche, but,
I will say that my one criticism of that place is it's one of those places they don't want to give you ketchup for anything. Yeah, like you used to be, that was one of the places where you get the sideways glance, you know, because I think the first time I was in there, I don't know if this is how it came up when we started talking about it, but like I think I asked for ketchup or I asked if they put ketchup on their burgers, and there was definitely, even if they put some, it wasn't enough. And I was kind of like, oh, yeah, I need some ketchup on this.
I have a feeling that's changed because I once tried, they have cheeseburgers and they have avocado burgers, and they don't have a cheese avocado burger.
Okay.
And I think like my second or third time there, I was like, oh, yeah, let's kind of get cheese on this avocado burger or the other way around. And they were like, oh, it's not good. Like, I was like, oh, trust me, I've had it before. It's going to be good, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we don't recommend it. I was like, oh, I know you don't recommend it, but like, is it okay? Like, I promise I won't complain.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, we'll do it for you. And that was 4 or 5 years ago. And now with all the tourism and stuff, I went in there the other day and asked for that again. And they, without a bat of the eye, I was
no
like,
problem.
I was like, Daijoubu, like, is it okay? And they're like, they looked at me like, yeah, why wouldn't it be okay? And I was like, well, five years ago.
Yeah.
But they do have different staff working there. The owner guy isn't always there. I think, yeah, they've changed a lot. So I have a feeling, I'll have to ask my ketchup-loving friends how that is, what that seems like now. But yeah, I would say this place, like I said before, the bun isn't as good as other places.
Yeah.
It can be a little stale sometimes. And yeah, burger meat, number one. The stuff on top is just like average, you know? And then like, yeah, condiments would be weak and the bread would be weak here. So it depends what you like. And for me, I love the meat, so.
Yeah, it's solid. Definitely in like my top five, you know? Probably the low end of top five. Probably number five, you know? Maybe out of all the burger places I've been to, just because of that experience, you know, kind of that experience.
Yeah.
It goes up in my book because of the cool events, and it goes up because of the cool people there, and you know, the kind of like just the vibe of the whole place is really, really great. And you're right, the beef is some of the best beef in, you know, it can be a little chewy at times. So like I think the first time I went, it was a little more chewy because it's just like beef, you know? Ooh. And, but now I think I've become a little more accustomed to it, you know?
I'd say it's inconsistent overall. It really depends on like who's working there, you know?
Mm.
And in Japan, no, that's kind of rare. Generally you go somewhere and you know what you're getting into. So again, I do think these guys like run a business second and just want to have a good time first, you know?
Yeah.
You can kind of feel that, but I've been there probably 50 or 60 times. And, yeah, overall, it's still, take that average, just some hits and some misses. It's my favorite. We should talk about Critters. I kind of talked about it before, but that's like everyone we know. That's kind of the consensus of everyone's favorite place, you know?
Yeah.
I think what they do well is like seasoning. The people who love it tell me that they really like the pepper on the meat. And
yeah. Yeah. It's very black pepper, like a lot of black pepper and good grill. Like they really
good grill taste.
Yeah. Right? Grill taste. They put it on the grill. And then they put like this cover over it. Like I've watched them do it before, like this weight and stuff. And they put it on.
Big thing here. It's this metal half circle cover dome. They put the kind of steam. Yeah, that's really interesting how they do that here.
Yeah, and I always have a good meal there. Like, I mean, it's consistent every time.
They have other good stuff like chicken wings, right?
Chicken wings could be hit or miss. I've been in there and had great chicken wings and buffalo wings, which are very rare in Japan.
That's what I meant to say.
And then I went another time and it was some of the worst buffalo wings I've ever had in my life. So
you can choose a salad there, which I really appreciate when I'm eating a burger. You know, I'm not
instead of fries. Yeah,
I'm not a big French fry guy. If I'm going to eat something unhealthy, I like to kind of balance that a little bit. So I do appreciate that. They have like just more on their menu there. Can you get pancakes and stuff?
You get
from
pancakes,
there?
Yeah, Westwood pancakes and eggs, and they have some salads. They have like some, they have some more of the other diner stuff like sundaes and like I think they have shakes there as well, which shakes are kind of uncommon at a lot of burger places. So they have a little more variety, but I mean it's just their basic hamburger, cheeseburger is just delicious. You know, they have an avocado cheeseburger, that thing's great. you can't go wrong.
The thing about Critters is, like, it can meet everyone's needs. It's not just a burger place.
Yeah.
So if I'm with a group of people, oftentimes there's one person who doesn't want a burger, you know? And I find Critters is the easiest. It's hard to get in the Critters. You probably will have to wait. They've gone on our many renditions. So they've changed our shop, the look of it over the years and stuff. I've actually not been in the last year.
The last time I went by, which was probably like 2 months ago, there was a line all the way down the street. It was the longest line I've ever seen there. I mean, tourism's becoming a big issue in Japan, and maybe we'll touch on that in a future episode or something. But tourism's got that place packed. You know, now it's getting really hard.
Shinsaibashi, right by the station, so...
Yeah. Shinsaibashi, Osaka is another location where there's just so many burger places. So many. It's good that you brought this place up. They have the coolest t-shirts. I used to have, a cool Back to the Future t-shirt. It was made with the worst quality material.
It's falling apart?
I could beyond repair, I was really sad to get rid of that, but I had to get rid of it,
I bought a Rat Fink shirt from there.
Yeah.
My first year, I was excited to be in Japan and just buying shops t-shirts. I'd never wear it, but it is a cool shirt for sure. So just kind of end. My first is Wanto Burger in Kobe. My second's Critters, Shinsaibashi, Osaka. Third would be Monster in Horie. What would your top three be?
My top three would probably be, I would say, it's tough. I would say Burger Monster. I would say Critters Burger would be it's always good. Mm-hmm. Maybe a close second. And then I really like one in Shinsaibashi as well called Kraft Burger. Kraft Burger is delicious. It's one I kind of forget about all the time. I don't know if it's their logo or their...
they have a second location something. Now around here.
Really?
A little bit north of here.
Yeah, and but they're... They make really good hamburgers. It's run by a Canadian guy I guess he loves hamburgers and stuff. And you could tell, it's a delicious burger, the fresh
beer,
buns.
Their beer is the best of any of these places you mentioned. The thing I appreciate there, and I've only ever actually been once and I always want to go back, is you can get smaller burger sizes there.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you get that situation where someone wants to eat and you're not that hungry, you can get a half-size burger there. Yeah. Or just try it out, right?
And it's one of the only places in town where you could get a pulled pork sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that pulled pork is great, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a good mention. That's in Horie as well. So, just go to Shinsaibashi here in Burger Heaven.
Yeah.
I should give some quick kind of mentions of Tokyo. Three places in Tokyo I'll talk about. One will be Whoopi Gold Burger, which is the best because of the name.
Yeah, it's so good.
I'll just be quick with these. All the stuff on the menu's got, celebrity references in the names. That's pretty cool. The thing that I go here for is the mashed potatoes. They have really good mashed potatoes on the side. They're boxed, but it's very nostalgic for me to have boxed mashed potatoes, you know? The meat quality there is something that's unique. You know, I'm strict on it not being full beef. This has grizzle in the beef. You get grizzly bits in there. That's a big turnoff for me. But general vibe, I would say if you just love burgers, you know, go there. It's definitely the skater kind of vibe. If you don't like grizzle in your meat, don't go there. Next one would be Black Cows. Black Cows is one I knew since I was
Black Cow, B-L-A-C-O-W-S. Okay.
I've known about this one since I was 17 years old. It was definitely my first trip to Japan. Black Cows was on my list of what I had to do. It very particular with their meat that they sourced. That was the first place I heard of that was doing an avocado burger, being 17 in Michigan, you know? I was like, avocado on a burger? That sounds amazing. This would have been 2001, 2000. And I knew about them from a message board forum I was a part of. And they really talked about the farm they got their beef from and all that stuff. And at that time, that was all pretty rare. And it's $30 for the burger. And first trip to Tokyo, I was with my wife, and we just putting $30 down on a burger. She, at the time, she wasn't crazy about burgers. She said Japan's made my wife fall in love with burgers, which is fascinating, being from Texas. She liked burgers on the grill, but she always said, when you ever go to a restaurant, it's never as good as your backyard, you know, so why should you order it? Which I can get down with.
I understand.
I make a good burger.
My burger at home is not, it's never the same. Murphy, you know?
I make a good burger. So, anyhow, we took a couple of trips and we finally went there. I went there with coworkers who normally that's not their scene, you know, to go eat at a place like that. And everyone loved it. It's really, really good. It might be the best, but the $30 price tag, maybe 25 or 30 bucks. For me, I mean, it's got to be like three times as good as these other places, and it's not three times that good.
Yeah.
It's just like a little bit better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ambiance there is horrible. It's really like stale, like uppity vibe.
Mm.
But burger, maybe the best burger I've had in my life, actually.
Wow.
So that's Blickhaus. Then Henry's Burger is a big one a lot of people
Henry's
about.
I gotta know.
Henry's is supposed to be like the In-N-Out clone, and definitely in terms of vibe it's not. There's like four seats on the inside. It's pretty much like a to-go place. It's in a kind of weird location of Daikinyama. Really cool neighborhood, but it's like on this main street by like a overpass bridge, and yeah, not the best location. They got the sauce, that special sauce, you know. Does it have a special name?
Yeah, yeah, special sauce.
There you go, special sauce.
It's basically like a Thousand Island sauce.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm an In-N-Out hater. Not a hater. I actually just think it's average. But in the In-N-Out world, if you think it's just average, people will consider you a hater. And so I'm not best. I've only had In-N-Out once. It did taste very similar to In-N-Out to me as a person who's only had it once. But again, they're known for their meat quality at Henry's. They're supposed to use, I think they're supposed to use A5 Wagyu beef. And then it was grizzly. Again, like... it was good, but then I got like four or five bites in there that had like grizzle in it.
Oh, like hard, chewy pieces.
Hard yeah. chunks, yeah.
You have to spit out and stuff.
I was like, what on earth? This place is known for their like A5 beef, you know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't cheap. Very small size. Smallest one we've mentioned so far. I want to say it's like, you know, 12 bucks, 11 bucks for a cheeseburger.
Mm.
I do kind of want to go back just because everyone likes it so much. I feel maybe I just got a bad cut that day, you know?
Yeah.
I do want to give it another shot. But
I may be going to that area coming up. I mean, in a little while. But if I go, yeah, I definitely want to try it just to see what it's like, you know. Because I mean, I'm from California. I have, you know, an affinity for In-N-Out Burger. You know, it's kind of like you grow up with it. You know, it's a part of like the California lifestyle, and. I want to hear see what the hype's all about. I know In-N-Out Burger has done pop-up shops in Tokyo.
They just
like,
did one in Seoul, or they're doing it like next week.
They're doing one in Seoul? Wow, yeah. That's awesome. But it's incredible. Like, I mean, those, talk about long lines. Like, you'll see long lines like go from, it almost looks like for miles, you know, when In-N-Out shows up in Tokyo. So to me, it's just incredible that In-N-Out has not tried to come to Japan. And just opened up their own shop,
you know,
because they would do
they're really
gangbusters,
strict about their
you know?
Sourcing of it's got to be like local places.
Yeah, but I mean, in Japan, don't you think that would be the easiest thing to like get distributors and stuff that could do their recipe?
I remember reading it has something to do with the distance from the places that they're really strict about,
yeah.
which is why it's taking them so long to spread in the U.S.
Yeah.
So it's not like being able to get it. It's like they have very strict rules. It has to be like 30 miles away or else they won't open there.
Yeah, yeah.
So in Tokyo, like in the center of the city, there's not many farms. I wonder. I have no idea. I'm just guessing. But
yeah.
I wonder if that's why.
Yeah, it might be part of it. And they don't have any shops outside of the States, right?
Yeah.
Like, and they don't freeze their beef and stuff. So when they do come out, they must either freeze their beef or they must get it from a local distributor anyway. So yeah, I don't know what the situation is, but there's no In-N-Out Burger. I imagine one day there will be, and I have a feeling Japan might get it, but maybe Seoul will get it first. Who knows?
Yeah. Would you, just to kind of wrap up here, do you agree Japan, best burgers in your life? Like, average?
Yeah, I mean, I think it set the bar. I mean, we've always talked about this in the podcast, that when you come to Japan, you have a certain bar for the food quality. And
what,
then
what
that
is
bar
a 10, right?
Yeah, and then your 10, the bar rises, you know, and that now a 10 is has to be really great.
Mm.
And now that I'm there, like, I realize, you know, how good the hamburgers are here. And if I go back home and I have a hamburger, I'm like, yeah, this is good, but I have better places in Japan, you know, to go to.
My favorite burger in the world, I think, so is this place in Austin called Hop Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I was in Japan, I would need to go back there to say for sure, definitively, that that's the best. Because at the time of my life, it was the best. And the way I remember it is still like it's the best, you know?
Yeah.
But I would say my number 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 10 are all in Japan.
Yeah.
So like my favorite one's an American burger still, but 2 through 9 are Japan. So
I'm going to say something controversial. And I know this is going to null and void, like, the whole podcast, you know, the whole episode. But the best burger still is Shake Shack. Yeah. Like, to be honest, like, I've had a lot of burgers out here. A lot of them taste delicious. New York hamburger chain Shake Shack has just come to they were in Tokyo for a number of years. Ago, yeah. And now they're here in Osaka. And there's two locations in Osaka. And to be honest, Shake Shack still blows every place away. They're just too good. Mm. The bread is great. The beef is good. It has that grill flavor, you know, that you get from American hamburgers. It's the cheese is great.
The mushroom, the kind of specialty burgers you can get there, the mushroom one or that spicy one.
Yeah.
I think are what really put them above the rest, yeah. You know? Like, you can't get that anywhere else.
Before Shake Shack came, I would have said Japanese burger, the craft burger chains are the best in the world, right? But now I'm like, nah, you know what? If I really want a hamburger and I'm not out, I'm going to get a hamburger, I'll go to Shake Shack.
Yeah, I don't know if for me, I personally feel that same way.
Yeah.
I think for me, like, Critters, Wanto, Shake Shack, I can't choose. It'd be hard to choose, you know?
Yeah.
I think that says enough that it's hard to choose that.
It's different.
A year ago, I would have said to you, maybe I like Shake Shack more. But now that it's here locally and I've had it a ton, like, I've had those other ones a ton, and, like, the excitement's kind of worn off, you know? I feel that I went to Wanto last week, and I was like, this is incredible. Like, this is why I love this place, you know? And I've had Shake Shack in the last month here or so, too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think, for me, it's debatable.
I mean, it all depends on what you want. You know, like,
A lot of people don't like Shake Shack, too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure people don't like In-N-Out. People don't like Shake Shack, you know? I mean, everybody has their own taste, and I think that's the nice thing about Japan. Is with the burger chains and the burger joints, you know, the burger craft burger places around. Mm. There's no lack of variety, and you can find a place that totally fits your taste, and you're gonna find it one day if you just keep looking. Now it might take a while to, you know, weed out the ones you don't like, right? Because there's quite a bit out there, but you will find something. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. I spoke about about burgers.
Yeah.
I love burgers. Like I said, Japan's changed the way I view burgers and it's made me a burger lover. Before, I was pretty passive about eating a hamburger.
Yeah, back home, I was the same way. I loved hamburgers, but, like, it wasn't something special. It was just something I ate if I was working, you know, like I'm working hard, stop by a burger place, go through the drive-thru, you know. Now, like, when I go out, I think the price also makes it so that it is more of, like, when you're going out, you get burgers, right?
Sure.
Because the price is often, you know, about 1,500 yen, yes, for, you know, about $15 US, you know.
It's not
roughly
cheap. Not cheap.
Yeah.
Got a message today on our Instagram. We usually talk about our Instagram. Do you see this? Should we read it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess we can. Yeah, if you go a little... this is I Drew the Stars. And
they really like stars because they told us you're a star.
Yeah, thank you. Basically they were asking about a udon chain that an udon restaurant that is one of my my favorites in Kyoto, and it was in our top five Kyoto episode.
Was this we had another person ask about this, the curry udon place?
Yeah, yeah. I believe this is the same person, but maybe not. Maybe we've had two people ask about it. But but anyways, I sent her the link to the map, and then she was very gracious and wrote us back with saying we're stars, you know, and thanking us for sending that, and also enjoyed the BitTunes on that top five Kyoto episode.
Yeah.
And I was going to go to Kyoto and visit and check things out. So yeah, pretty cool. I've checked out her Instagram as well. It's pretty cool drawings and stuff on there, so, you know, if you're interested in following I Drew with the Stars, you know, check her out.
Yeah, if you want to see the map,
I believe it's a her.
If you want to see the map, it's not a her, too, go to our top five Kyoto episode on our WordPress, and in the comment section there's a map I put up below there too.
Great. Yeah,
so yeah, if we've had a couple people, I think, I think they're different people. Two people have asked us about that, so
I think there have been a couple of times where we said we'll put links in the descriptions. You know, sometimes we're pressed for time. You know, when we're editing episodes, if you know things come up in our life outside of the podcast land, so you know, if ever there's a link or something we didn't send to you or didn't post, let us know and we'll try to get that in there and work it in because yeah, we feel really bad about that. At least I feel bad. Sometimes I don't get sleep, David.
I don't feel bad.
I don't sleep at all.
Don't care.
The difference between us.
That's right. Anyway, just kidding. Yeah, so go give us a comment on social media. What do you think about burgers? Would you eat a burger traveling out to Japan, or is that sacrilege? Did you have to eat Japanese food? I would argue that this is a unique take on Western food, so you should try it. We live here, so we don't need any excuse.
Nope. But
yeah. Let us know if you ever had a burger in Japan, what you think about it. Do you agree with us? Do you disagree? Is there any other kind of Western food you'd like to hear about in Japan? Oftentimes, Japan does a unique take on Western things in general. So don't ask us about whiskey too much.
Not yet.
Not with me.
Not until we get Brian Ashcraft on the podcast. And Brian, you're always
hero.
Welcome.
Yeah, that's my hero. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, find us all over the internet at Japan 2.0. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We do the most on Instagram.
We've been doing stories with every episode lately.
Yeah, we've been trying to. We're trying to get on there a little more often.
Look for the burger podcast story, and you can see some pictures to go along with this.
Exactly. And, yeah, find us anywhere. Just spell out the point.
Especially on Spotify, which we're on now.
Yeah, we're on Spotify and Mixcloud and Stitcher and iTunes. We're all over the place. So just Japan 2.0, spell out point, 2.0. You know, I don't know if that ever confused people, but I'm sure you can figure it out.
Yeah, and since we have such a healthy episode here, thought it'd be a great time to feature... Scratch that. We said we're going to do Shimakita.
Tokyo Health. So DJ Coco, a.k.a. Shimakita Zawa.
Yeah.
This is from one of his probably live sets somewhere. So I hope you enjoy it. And stay crispy.
See ya.
Peace.